From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the U.S. Defense Chief makes an unannounced trip to Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is in Iraq, which is fighting Islamic State militants with the help of U.S.-led airstrikes and training. Carter made an unannounced visit, landing early Thursday in Baghdad, where he met with top Iraqi officials. Iraq is expected soon to begin a major counteroffensive to take back the city of Ramadi in Anbar province, as what is seen as a key test for the country's military. FBI Director James Comey says the Islamic State group's online attempts to recruit Americans pose a bigger terror threat to the U.S. than al-Qaeda. Speaking late Wednesday at the annual Aspen Security Forum in Colorado, Comey warned of the extremist group's intensifying social media campaign.
Our task is, if you imagine a nationwide haystack, we're trying to find needles in that haystack. And a lot of those needles are invisible to us, either because of the way in which they're communicating or just because they haven't communicated or touched a place where we could see them. And knowing that there are needles out there that you can't see is very worrisome.
Comey said Islamic State-linked Twitter accounts have about 21,000 English-language followers, hundreds of thousands of whom are in the United States. Comey says he fears more attacks thanks to the Islamic State's campaign urging Muslims to kill where you are if they cannot travel to the Middle East. The recruitment campaign has been especially blossoming over the past 6 to 8 weeks, he said. He said the Islamic State initially corresponds with recruits via direct message on Twitter before moving to more secure, encrypted communications, according to Comey. More on our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.